Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dr. Samer Zerati Nejad Davani, attending professor of cardiovascular surgery of Iran University of Medical Science and Healthcare Services, as well as CEO of Rockingham Medical Research Center in Western Australia, Perth. Today, with cooperation with Juan Perfuse Fine, I'm going to describe a step-by-step procedure of heart harvest in pediatric population. After confirmation of brain death and after informed consent for organ donation, for simultaneous heart and other intra-abdominal visceral organ donation, you have to perform median sternotomy. And after entering into the chest, first of all, I open the pericardium and evaluate the heart. Grossly, especially epicardial vessel, for the presence or absence of any anomaly or presence or absence of any calcification. Then you have to see to the inferior aspect of the RV and coronary sinus of the heart in order to confirm being suitable for the heart as a heart which is suitable for transplantation. After doing so, I am routinely double ligate brachiocephalic or innominate vein, which is revealed within the video. You can see it. And after that, I perform complete thymectomy. And in adult population, I perform complete thymectomy from the remnant of the thymus, which is somehow adipose tissue. And then I isolate the arc completely. My idea for isolation of the arc is one of them is usage of it as, for example, homograft material. And another usage of arc isolation in patient is for a retrograde technique that you can see my video in simultaneous heart and liver transplant within the Perfuse Fine again. And I isolate the complete arc vessels, including innominate artery, carotid, and subclavian artery. And after, heparinization, after 3 minutes of heparinization and adequate ACT time, I start to clamp the ascending aorta just adjacent to innominate artery. And in the case of retrograde, just ligate all of the arc vessels and without performing a clamp. And after performing the clamp, I start from the IVC counterclockwise. And after, cutting the IVC, I start to, isolate the pulmonary vein and completely cut them in adjacency to left atrial auricle and then pulmonary artery, as well as ascending aorta, including subclavian and left carotid and innominate artery. And finally, I'll go through to the right, pulmonary veins. And after it, I try to completely separate the left atrium from the floor of the donor heart, as you can see within the video, with adequate cuff. In the case of simultaneous heart and lung, harvest, you have to let the lung surgeon guy who is going to harvest the lung adequate cuff. And then after separating the heart, after I'm going to wash the heart with Castadiol or University of Wisconsin solution, one of them, completely, something about more than 15 to 25 milliliter per kilogram of body weight. And then one important issue regarding the packing is that you do not have to perform the packing, the inner layer of pack. You have to impede usage of ice completely in adjacency to epicardial vessels because of possibility of damage, thrombosis, and no reflow state, and epicardial vessel, spasm, which can cause persistent arrhythmia and malperfusion in recipient heart. Just in the second layer and the third layer of package, you have to, and you can use, and you are obliged to use, ice. Within the 0 to 4 degrees centigrade, a heart isolation, and you can use the heart up to 4 hours.